The Preclear's own universe takes on the color and complexion of the physical universe and is a map and pattern of the impacts which the Preclear has suffered in the physical universe. But it's basically a pattern of spots in space where impacts have occurred. This is elementary. You ask somebody to look around and find out where his mother is. Well, actually, his mother is in northern Canada or something of the sort, or buried in Mexico City or something. Why is it that he immediately spots his mother as being somewhere in his own vicinity? You ask, what other people are not present, S-O-P-H-C? The guy will say very comfortably, oh, my father isn't present, and George isn't present, and Bill and Tom and Dick and Harry, these are not present, and so isn't present. You say, what's the matter? Well, my mother is present, and she has been here for years. She stands around, she walks around in the same room with me, and so forth. She's right here. Well, what's mother doing in this room? That isn't physical universe location. That's his universe location. Actually, mother is in Mexico. Now, there's a process known as SOP8D, which takes up this problem, which is an elementary process. So far as the actual running of it is concerned, but it is a very powerful process, if a very long process. And it is addressed exclusively to separating out the spots of coincidence, where the Preclear's universe is coincided with other universes and the physical universe. Maybe the Preclear now is in somebody else's universe. How did he get there? Well, there were so darn many impacts on this subject that he at length has his own universe transferring and becoming the other universe. You know, his own universe has dwindled to such a small extent that the only way he'd have a map is to have somebody else's universe. You know, he says Papa's universe. You find your Preclear in Papa's universe. Yeah, actually, if he really has Papa's universe, he will actually see only Papa's mock-ups. Quite curious. This is phenomena that's very curious, but it very greatly exceeds even the phenomena of facsimiles and engrams and all the rest of that. We get, actually, the formation of universes, how they're built up, how a universe begins to form around a Preclear. And the first part of its formation is the coincidence of spots in space. In the messed universe, he gets hit many times, and in his own universe, he's actually starting to build a duplicate of the messed universe. And its duplication is in terms of spots in space. When you get this thing to duplicate perfectly, that is to say, if you had all of these spots in space just coincided again between the Preclear's own universe and the physical universe, they'd blow. The two universes would blow apart. But where the Preclear's universe has many times been impacted by the physical universe, the Preclear has then pulled his universe in. The physical universe wouldn't pull in, but his own universe pulls in, and it looks to him like he's got all these spots in space where he was hit in the physical universe, and they're right in front of his face and back of his head, and they're all kinds of places that are immediately in his locale. He thinks that New York City is 5 feet away, and his mother's standing in back of him, and so forth. All of this has to do with is that he's got a coincidence of spots in space. His own universe has shrunk. It gets tinier and tinier and tinier and tinier. Well, you could stretch his own universe until it again coincided with the physical universe, and where all the spots in space coincided. At that time, these two universes would spring. Well, the simple matter of doing this is just asking him where so-and-so or such-and-such would be safe. Of course, the basis of any universe is a viewpoint. Once you have granted the existence of a viewpoint, there then can be space emanating from that viewpoint. You have selected out an orientation point. Let's say you've lost various actual physical universe points, and then you began to rely on people, you know, you use people for anchor points, and people to look from points. If your Preclear is looking from Mama, you get mighty strange space because it's Mama's space, and at that time, the Preclear will get Mama's mock-ups. You get Mama's facsimiles. He will see them just as clear as can be. And if he doesn't like this, he'll then turn it all black, too. He'll key in a prenatal or do something of the sort to adjust this situation.